here's my family drama this weekend. You ready for this?
Sure.
So my dad had two sisters, Susie and Judy.
Okay, of course. Were they twins?
No, they're years apart. But really, so the only family I have left, because my dad passed away, Judy passed away, I don't know, a couple of years ago. Uh-huh. Susie's still around, and she's, you know, one of those Italian aunts that you, when you go up there, she has to feed you, and she's the nicest lady you've ever met. But she doesn't live too far away from me. I just haven't seen her in a few months.
Right.
So spending time with the parents last night, got a text on my phone, a Google alert for my last name.
Okay.
And I went, oh, open this up. Judy died a month ago. Nobody told me.
No way.
She died September 1st.
What?
My mom has been trying to call her for months now, and she's been in hospice for 4 months.
And she's like, that bitch isn't returning my calls. What right. the heck did I do?
She's calling her. She's texting her. Not getting back. They're good friends. Nobody told us.
How come nobody told you? I don't understand.
And my family has that one cousin that knows everything.
Yeah.
It's like everything has to filter through that cousin.
Right.
So if you want to know anything about the family, you call Becky. And the great thing about Becky is she listens to this show. Hi, Becky. Love you. she does. She comments on it, too. So I was mad at Becky. Why the hell wouldn't Becky tell me?
She's the town crier.
Right. She knows everything.
Right.
So I get right onto Facebook and say, what the hell? You know, you're not going to tell me this? And she goes, I found out like an hour ago.
How come she didn't know?
She didn't know. So they finally put an obituary in the town newspaper of Marquette, and then everybody found out, but nobody has known for the past month.
Did she have kids or anybody that...
three kids.
What? So not one of them called the rest of the family to say, hey, sad news, mom died?
Not one. We didn't even know she was sick.
What'd she have?
I don't know.
Was it COVID? Was it cancer?
I don't know. Nobody knows. But how can you not tell the family, hey, at least send out, you know, a text message to one person.
An email if you don't want to text, you know what I mean? A group text, you don't want to do that. Just send an email or something. Post it on Facebook.
Nobody posted it on Facebook. Nobody sent a message. Becky didn't know.
Good thing you have a Google alert for your last name. My Lord.
Is that not the craziest thing ever?
That's the craziest thing ever. And then it's kind of like, well, is it because that they were super sad? They weren't ready to share the information? Because that's a weird phone call. Like, you know, hi, guess what? Here's some terrible news. Like, 2020 isn't bad enough. Here's something really else that's terrible.
I know, but at least you could say, hey, by the way, mom's in hospice. If you want to see her, send her
flowers.
Say
goodbye. If you want to say goodbye to her.
Right.
You know?
But no, we knew nothing. And the only way we knew she was in hospice, it was in the newspaper.
Oh, my gosh.
So the newspaper ran a whole article on her because the family in that part of town is, you know, everybody knows who they are.
The newspaper knew before you.
Exactly. I guess the newspaper got a Google alert too, and it just took a month. But it's been a month, and nobody knows. So, yeah, that's what I dealt with yesterday. I'm like, you just got to be kidding me.
And then the family's like, hey, how come you guys weren't here for me? It's like, you might want to tell me what's going on. I would have been there for you.
All right. And then my mom is going, well, why didn't you let me know? I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't know anything. Nobody tells me nothing.
Yeah, my mom is the first person to know all that stuff. And you know, her timing is always terrible. Like, she never waits till a good time to say, hey, guess what? Mm-hmm. Uncle so-and-so died. Remember, I was hostessing at a restaurant and my shift had just started. And she called me at work to tell me that my uncle died. And it's like, what am I supposed to do about it? I got a whole shift ahead of me. I can't leave now. And even if I could leave, what am I going to... He's dead. What's there to do?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just... So thank you for ruining my night. You know what I mean? Now I got to stay here all night. I'm supposed to be a chipper hostess. Like, hey, table for four. Now I'm like, hey, how many at your party? You know, it's like the timing. I get you want to share that news, but good God, woman.
Yeah,
wait until tomorrow.
I always wondered about that when we did, nights, because we would always get some kind of news, you know, an hour before the show. So
right.
I was hoping one of us would not ever get a call like that before the show. Then we got to make that call. You know, what are we going to do?
Well, there's nothing to do at that point. So just go on the air like you normally would. You know, you kind of, I feel like you feel better when you're on the air. You feel better when you're with, you know, our little family here.
See, I'm getting advice from a person with no heart. So I would figure, hey, Cooper, by the way, my grandfather died. Okay, so what are we doing on the show tonight? I think we should just take off one. No, we gotta plan the show now.
It depends who died. Like somebody super close to you. Okay, you might want to take the night off because you're probably emotional over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if it's somebody like, I mean,
an uncle.
An uncle or
an uncle, we're going on the air.
Yeah.
Your mom, we're not.
Cousins, we're going on the air.
Cousins, we're going on the air. Grandparent?
Yeah, you're going on the air.
You go on the air. Dog?
No, you're not going on the air.
Okay, so a dog, you're taking the night off or the week off?
No, a dog, you take the night off, and then the next day you talk about it a little, and then you slowly get back to your life. It's only a couple hours out of your life. Do your job.
Okay, so dog dies, take a night off, come back, ask if a sandwich is what?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, don't say dog. No, not hot dog. That's cruel. Yeah, parent, I think you can get the couple days off. As long as you need.
A parent, maybe a week.
Well, I don't know about a week. I mean, however long
you
need. It's up to you. I would leave that up to you.
No, as Cooper Lawrence, how long? Okay, you and me were different. Let's say we have a phone screener now. Phone screener's parent died. How long do we give them?
However long they need.
Really?
I'd let them tell me. Everyone's different. You know, some people would be
a
like...
A week? You would let somebody take a week off?
I mean, if they had
in
to.
In a book?
Yeah, whatever. You get
ratings?
A fill-in person. What are you supposed to do? Fire them? You know what I mean?
I'd say 3 days. I'd say the rest of the week. If it happens on a Wednesday, you're coming back to work Monday. We need you.
Right. Well, again, it depends on some people, they feel better when they're working, when they're on the air. I've got lots of friends that lost parents and went to work the very next day. And the boss was like, what are you doing here? Like, nope, I want life to be normal. I want to be here. And if I feel like I can't hack it, I will go home in the middle of the day. But for a lot of people, just, you know, yeah, I don't know. I guess until it happens, we'll just have to wait and see.
Right.
But I think as long as you need is the answer.
But cousin, you're coming to work that night.
Oh, yeah, cousin. I mean, I'm sorry. I hate to hear about it. You could tell me all about her, but you're coming to work that night. I'm sorry. It's your cousin.
Next door neighbor.
Nope.
Stepbrother.
Are you close?
No,
you're coming to work.
Okay, so stepbrother, you're going to work. Stepsister, you're working that night.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
neighbor, screw it.
Yeah.
Okay. Significant other.
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, wow. No, I mean, I'm one of those people that I think getting back to work, I'll only start to feel better rather than wallow. I'm going to wallow the other 22 hours a day. Do you know what I mean? So I'd rather spend a couple hours a day not in that hell of a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the rest of my life would be hell. I just want those couple of hours where it's like a pause. You know, I'm talking to you. We're talking about stupid stuff. What did Kylie Jenner do today?
I know, but see, if that would happen to you, I know right now I'd say, oh, wait, hold on. Line 9. Let's pick this up real quick. It's Joe.
Hi, Cooper. I'm calling you from heaven. Hear that? That's angels singing in the background. I just want to tell you.
You're in heaven at least. I was worried.
I just want to tell you, it's been so great to be without you for 5 hours. It's been the greatest thing ever. I want you to move on and date whoever will date you. It's fine. Just throw out all my stuff. I don't need it anymore. I have a whole harem. Remember when they said you get 1,000 virgins?
Yes.
This is the last time I'm ever thinking about you. I just want to tell you I'm fine.
Okay, I'll be right there.
1,000 virgins, Cooper. Yes, this okay. I enjoyed you when I was on Earth, but bye now.
I almost mourned him.
He's 1,000 virgins, so.
Yes, yeah, he's very busy. He has no time for me.